Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 647. I'm your host Josh Albrecht. I think I initially said host wrong. Anyway, host? I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, maybe I said it right. Yes, I'm recording once again inside the Fox penthouse. I think we've established the last few episodes. Fox's penthouse, recording it up in here. This is episode 647. Yeah. I completely fucked up that intro, but I'm going to keep it in there. Keep it in there because, yeah, I've already started over once already because I fucked up and forgot to unmute my mic as opening the music. And my voice is going to be kind of fucked up. This is going to be a hard one for me to muster through because yesterday at work, I almost died in my car. I was choking on a meat stick. And no, I'm not. I didn't blow anybody in my car that I can recall. I had a first break. I had a was a breakfast sausage flavored like beef jerky stick, and it went down the wrong hole. Part of it did. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, going down the wrong hole. It can hurt. It can hurt a lot. You put it in that wrong hole, especially if you don't have it lubed up in any way, and. I choked on it for a while, man. It was, but yeah, because of that, my throat is a little, not feeling great. Maybe I should have taken some lozenges or something before recording this. I mean, it's been over 24 hours now. I would have hoped that, things would have, you know, lubed up overnight. I ran the humidifier. It didn't seem, it seems like it's a little, hoarse right now. So an hour of this could be tough, but I'll muscle on. I'll muscle through, and we'll get through this together. It's tough times. The world is on fire, literally, or at least California. Worst fires in LA history, and you know, a lot of bad shit. I mean, there's wars always raging. I mean, that's as Billy Joel once stated, "We didn't start the fire." It's always been raging. Anyway, other news that's, you know, new with me, I think I'd mentioned maybe perhaps before the last show that I had gotten, I think I'd already ordered, maybe I hadn't talked about it, but a 40 puck display case for hockey pucks. 'Cause I had planned on, collecting hockey pucks. Yeah, I guess I mentioned that because, like, last week I had gone to the game on Friday. I think that was last week. Maybe it was the week before. Anyway, the last time I went to a Blues game, I believe it was last week. My concept of time is nowhere to be found. But yeah, I got the puck display case. I got it in. I put it on the wall, and man, it is, I never really dealt with, drywall anchors before. I always just try to put shit in the stud in the wall, but you know, I want it centered on the wall, and also it's so big, there's, that's what she said, which I think I have that sound in my board, but, I didn't, the board's not close enough to me to play around with that. Anyway. Yeah, it's so big that, I mean, I can't just put it every screw into the stud, which, I mean, if you're going to hang stuff on the wall, obviously the most secure way to do it is to find a stud and, find a stud and have them put it in the wall. You know what I'm saying? but yeah, so, you know, of course the drywall anchors, I'm sure anybody that's hung anything on the walls, which is probably... Anybody that's probably listening to this, they're probably had to do this at one point in time or other, but I had gotten the drywall anchors with included with the hockey display case, but they were the cheapest like drywall anchors you could find, and it ended up taking me a lot longer, shall we say, to hang this thing than I would have thought. But I wanted it perfectly like centered in my wall, and it was kind of weird. I don't know. I think they could have come up with a better way to hang this on the wall, personally. But they had the basically like you would on a poster. I don't know what you would call it, but there was little clips on the back that, you know, I guess you could just put nails. Or no, wait. Not the way that's set up. Well, maybe you could have just put nails or something in the wall to like hang it from, but they have these other clips that connect under it, and you had to put those clips in the walls, and of course I had to use the drywall anchors, and a lot of them snapped on me. They were just so cheap, and when I got them in the wall too, I ended up getting them in there straight. So just using the clips wasn't working, but they had like two brackets, and there was like no instruction, very, shall we say, nondescript instructions on how to hang this thing. It very, very much lacking in detail. On how to, it didn't say anything about how you should use the drywall anchors. Like it didn't say, you know, generally when you get them from like Lowe's or something, it says, you know, a brief overview of how to use the drywall anchor. Like this is the drill bit you want to do the pilot hole with. You know, it's convenient to know what size bit you would need. How far into the wall? I mean, I can tell by how far in the wall by just how big the fucking thing is. But I just kind of guesstimated with putting the hole in there. And yeah, it didn't go well. It didn't go well. I broke several of them. And I had gotten it on the wall, but man, because I didn't get those things lined up properly, didn't get them lined up very straight. Just using the clips, like it wasn't going to stay up there. So I ended up using the brackets, which there was no description on how to use the brackets. Like I wasn't sure they, like how they really suggest you use just two brackets to hang this fucking thing. It's a good size. I mean, it holds 40 hockey pucks. I don't know what the dimensions are on it, but it's pretty big. I mean, there's good amount of space between each row of five hockey pucks in there. So, I mean, this is a big thing to just be hanging on the wall. A lot of weight, I would imagine. Even with it empty, like that's, you know, you're going to want something sturdy, good sturdy connection to the wall. And I ended up using the brackets, which I was just like where do I ended up putting them underneath because like the clips were on the back of the display case on the top. And again, they weren't connecting really well because I didn't have them all completely straight. So it was a bit of a bitch, but I put the two brackets underneath and I used of course the drywall anchors on that. Of course one of them I think I actually did put into a stud that I just drilled right into a stud and then got that in there. It's nice secure. You use a stud, it's nice and secure. Anyway, so yeah, I put it in there with the two, again, just two, and I wanted to put one because I wanted one in the stud. It was like dead center on the display case, so I had that. So it was kind of awkward putting two in there, so it didn't look even for one thing. So I was worried that if I was going to do that, I should really have three on there. But I also didn't have any more drywall anchors. So I already had that shit up there. I wanted to just hurry up and get it hung up to where it would stay overnight. And so I just put the two on there and like one in the center and one to the left side of it. So it didn't look quite right looking at the bottom. But then I did go to Lowe's and I bought some better drywall anchors, which did have some direction and, you know, suggestions on how to use them, which I was, you know, found helpful. Told me what drill size drill bit, which, I mean, you can usually guesstimate with that sort of thing. And if you go, I try to go smaller than I think it'll actually do. And then if it doesn't fit, you know, then go to the next size up. It's not insanely hard to figure out which drill bit to use. But I mean, there was, they were just nicer to use. I still went with some plastic ones. I didn't want to spend too much on drywall anchors. And I was going to have to put like two of them right next to each other. And I didn't, like some of those metal ones that flip out, like seem like they've got a lot of shit anchoring on the other side of the wall to where I didn't know if there'd be enough room to put two of them right next to each other because of the stuff on the other side. So I was had to be a little selective on which ones I used. But I ended up getting some more brackets, and I put another bracket on there, which I thought I'd gotten. I mean, I didn't have much choice in sizes. I didn't take one of them that I'd used off the wall again. I wanted to just keep that thing on the wall. But there, the only bracket I could find that was relatively like it just wasn't quite the right size. I thought it was ish, but it was a little off. And also they had like this cushion piece on it, which also created a little bit more of made it look bigger on the bottom. You know, you always want to make it look bigger as a guy, at least you want it to make it look bigger. And anyway, I got a third bracket underneath it, and also I used the drywall anchor screws that were silver. They didn't have any that were black. The rest of the screws were like black, so the silver screws really look. So it looks a little janky underneath there, but man, it's secure to the wall now. That fucker ain't moving. Actually, I put another bracket over the top too, though you can't really see it. Like, it's the display case is high enough to where you wouldn't really see that top one anyway. But I put one on the top, and I also like put some like packing tape over the top of, like, to hold it. I thought about putting some screws from the bracket into the display case, but I didn't want to, like, I don't know, you know, maybe at some point in time I'm going to move this and put it somewhere. I didn't want to put screw holes into the actual display case itself. So the brackets are just like pinned right up against it, like sandwiched in there. But I can tug on it. I can tug on it and it won't fall off. That's another thing that's very important. If you can tug on it and it won't fall off. I mean, if you tug on it and it falls off, you got a real problem. Probably some kind of STD, some kind of crotch rot that is pretty bad. So it's crotch rot free right now, because you can tug on that sucker, and again, it won't fall off. You can tug it on all day. Well, I wouldn't suggest that. I imagine if you tug hard enough, you could pull it right out. I gave it an ample tug, you know, one that I feel like if there was a small earthquake that like it would be safe, or if there was some construction going on nearby that it would be enough. But if, you know, some like myself, a steel worker, were to put all of his strength in it. Of course it's going to come off the wall. I wouldn't even have to put all of my strength in it. It could be any regular Joe to pull on that. To tug it. Yeah, but I am happy overall with the if you just don't look at the hooks at the bottom or the brackets on the bottom. They look a little off. I mean, I think I got them in the right position, although one of them, the last one I put in there, is not the straightest. And I find the real problem is getting it straight is just, I look like I had it straight because I drew on the wall. Like, I put the bracket where I wanted it, and then I made pencil marks in the holes to then put my pilot holes and then to put the drywall anchors in there. Thought I had it straight, but then after putting the drywall anchors in there, I guess maybe I put one in a little crooked or something. And lo and behold, put the bracket on there. And it's not like something you can easily fix. You got the drywall anchors in there, and it's not like you just pull them out and just readjust. It's like I just put a massive hole in the wall with a drywall anchor in it. And I'd have to like move it to a different part of the wall, you know? I'd have to redo like every fucking hole. That ain't happening. So it's staying where it is. I think maybe if I really get annoyed by it, maybe I could put something under it. I don't know what I put under it. Something. Maybe I get a blues pennant and like hang it from the bottom or something. Just to cover over that shit. It's not, I don't think anybody would really notice though, just looking at the wall. If anything, like I might want to just cover up the silver screws because that's kind of annoying. I think that draws more attention to it. Like if I got just a little bit of black paint to put over those screws there, that would make a world of difference. But it's a pretty cool thing. As of right now, only got two pucks in there. Two pucks. I got the Blues Stanley Cup. It's got the, you know, the blue note with the Stanley Cup on it. I got that. I think I got that one from Amazon. I don't remember. I think I ordered that one from Amazon. Yeah, I ordered that from Amazon because I ordered the puck display from Amazon. I got that as well. And then I bought one from the Blues game. That's just got the blue note on it, an official game puck. And I didn't buy it. That was the only puck I bought at the game last week. Of course, the Blues are playing tonight. Don't currently have tickets, but I probably won't go. I shouldn't go. I need to be smarter with my money. Anyway, I did, and plus also, I did the other day, I just ended up having, well, you know, putting up a big puck display and just, again, it fits 40 pucks, and it's only got two in it. It looks a little empty. It looks very empty. Now, I don't want to fill the whole thing up, but, you know, I was like, man, I kind of want to at least fill up one row. Or at least give it a little bit more, you know, to look at. Also, they had a sale on the NHL shop of the Blues Winter Classic jersey, which I knew they would eventually go on good sale, you know, sale, because once the Winter Classic game's like over, I would imagine, you know, the hype of it has like lingers off. I don't know if that's a good way to say lingers off. Tapers off, maybe a better way to say that. Yeah, they had the, I imagine it's still going on, but they have the Blues Winter Classic jerseys, like all of them, the blanks, which I think were going for like 70-something, like no names on the back. And then with the names, they're on sale for like 95. And last game I went to, of course, last week, I wore my Bennington jersey with the Stanley Cup logo on it. I was like, oh, you know. And after I washed it, it did seem like some of the letters and stuff were kind of coming off a little bit. And I was like, oh, no, I was concerned about that. I don't want to, that's, you know, it's my first Blues jersey I actually bought. And it's the Stanley Cup one. I don't want to fucking completely destroy that. So, and I was like, I should probably get another jersey, even though I've got three of them already. And seeing that the Winter Classics were on sale for, because they normally go like 185, 190, you know, around, we'll say around 200-ish. And it was on sale for $95. And I know there seems to be a lot of people that don't like the Winter Classic look of the jersey. But I think it's 50-50 whether you like it or not. I myself like the Winter Classic jersey, and I was like, fuck it. Really, honestly, I wanted to get a Brandon Saad because that last game I went to, of course, he got the natural hat trick, which I talked about in great detail, I believe, last last podcast. I thought it'd be cool because I got to witness a hat trick in person to have his jersey. But they didn't have his jersey in the Winter Classic, unfortunately. The only Saad jersey I can get is their normal home jersey. Well, maybe there's an away, but I think it's just like the home jersey. I ended up getting another Bennington. I was like, because I'm afraid to wear my regular Bennington now. Maybe just take it out on special occasions, you know, go to a real important game. Maybe a Bennington milestone, but I got the Winter Classic Bennington. I thought about getting like a Thomas. I mean, there was only a couple of options as far as the Winter Classic goes. I think Pareko, Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou. I don't remember if there... I would imagine Shen would be in there. I mean, he's the fucking captain. But I don't remember if there was Shen. I wouldn't mind having like a Shen or a Kyrou or Thomas, but... It's like, I mean, I love Bennington, man. He was... I mean, he's got the most wins for a Blues goalie, like being on the Blues, that is. You know, not like career wins, because, you know, a lot of Hall of Fame goalies have laced up and put on that blue note played for a lot longer than Bennington has currently. And, you know, shit, I mean, we even had Brodeur for a couple months there at the end of his career. And that guy had a fuck ton of wins. But, yeah, I mean, there's been some phenomenal goalies that have played in St. Louis. I think I would love to have more goalies. I mean, there's been so many great goalies here in St. Louis. I would definitely want to get Brian Elliott. I was a fan of his, man. And I just like saying it like E.T. Elliott. Which by the end of this recording, I might be talking like that in just general. Because my throat is still bothering me a bit. But I would love to get like a Brian Elliott, Curtis Joseph, a little Cujo. As it is, I got old Benner. I got two Benner jerseys. I mean, I don't have it yet. It'll be coming in the mail. But also I got two more. Well, I ordered two more pucks. One was just the Stanley Cup. It doesn't have the blue note on it, but it's like a silver. It looks really fucking nice. Silver, like actual, I think they put actual silver on it. Like not just like paint, but like it's the Stanley Cup on the puck, and it just looks fucking cool. And I also ordered a crystal puck that has essentially water in it now, but it was ice from, I'm assuming it's supposed to be an Enterprise Center. I don't know that they collected it from Boston, but from the ice from the Stanley Cup Finals that the Blues played in. And, I mean, it is just fucking water at the end of the day, but it is a crystal puck, which I think is cool that it's crystal, made out of crystal. I ordered that through the NHL shop, but it was canceled because it said they were in stock when I ordered it. Then they canceled it because they said it was out of stock. But then you look at their website now, currently today, or at least the last I looked at it yesterday or today, whatever it was, it said they were in stock. Which is annoying. I was like, kind of disheartened by that. But I ended up ordering it after it was canceled. I ordered it off of lids.com, which I think is also, they're probably still using the same inventory from the NHL shop. I could be wrong, but so far they haven't sent me a message. I ordered it last night. I don't know that they work Saturdays. Probably not. But I guess I'll find out like Monday whether or not Lids has that in stock. All my other stuff, which I actually ordered a Blues cup too, like a, I guess a, it's not, it's bigger than a pint glass, I believe, but it's a glass to drink out of. I'm like, oh, gotta give me some drink work. Well, they had a big sale, you know, I'm a sucker for sales. If it's like a, like at the last game when they had the 20% off for the hats after people threw in their hats, I'm like, oh, I almost feel like now I gotta bring a hat with me to just throw that I don't really care about to throw into the hockey rink, you know, just to be like, yes, there we go. and then go buy a hat. 20% off. You know, if it's an expensive hat, that can be a fair amount. But yeah. So I got some more stuff on the way. I was thinking about two possibly, because that would, I would still be missing one puck even if I get those two other pucks. I mean, I'm definitely getting one more in the mail sometime next week. Looking at, you know, possibly another one from the Lids. Hopefully I get my crystal puck. But I thought about going to checking out. I was trying to find good places to buy sports memorabilia because I wanted to buy some more pucks. I just wanted to get like one more puck, one more decent puck to put in there, finish off a top row, and then hopefully, you know, then I can proceed to go on and like get one like at a game. But then again, also I was thinking too, you know, maybe I should put some other NHL teams in there. Really, I just would like at a time just find a cool puck if it's got some cool shit on there. Or go to a signing event if I get one like signed. That's something, you know. If I get to meet some of the players. Well, just thinking about pucks. I was watching some Al MacInnis highlights last night. And that slap shot, man. It's got to be the best in NHL history. And there's the... One of the best is when he was still playing for Calgary before he came to the Blues. And he's just... Thankfully for the goalie, he missed. He didn't hit the goalie. He was a little like to the right of the goalie. And it went through... It completely shattered the glass. And just... Oh, I can't imagine if that puck were to hit you like that. I mean, he would hit over 100 miles per hour, and he was using the old wooden sticks as opposed to now they use like carbon fiber, real lightweight sticks, and they're like able to get way more velocity on there. But holy fuck, you know, the goalies were frightened of that man taking a shot on him. I mean, he broke people's fingers and shit with his slap shot. It is crazy, like, picking up those pucks. And it's been quite a while since I've held an actual hockey puck. Like, just remember, like, oh, those things are fucking solid, man. I can't imagine one of those flying at you at 100 miles per hour and just, like, smacking you in, the fucking elbow or something right in the face. Just shattering bone. Shattering bone. It would not be pleasant at all. I've got some Blues gear coming on, and supposedly I'm supposed to be getting that table within the next couple weeks. Sounds like there's a courier that's lined up. I still haven't received the photos of it, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks I'll have that. And so it's looking more and more like someone lives in this house, in Fox's penthouse. I'm giving off less serial killer vibes, which I think is a positive thing. I am not a serial killer. I just want to point that out. I have watched a lot of true crime. A lot. But hey, I watch a lot of comedies too. You know? But I am not a serial killer. At least I have not attempted any murder of any kind. not even like a one-off killer. But yeah, giving off less serial killer vibes, I think, is a positive thing. Positive thing, because I know it's definitely been weird the few times before having people over, and there's just nothing in the house. It's like, okay, and you've lived here how long? the last time Trebejo was here, which he was here, I think, twice, like one time, like, I gave him an old phone or something, or old phone charger, that's what it was. He needed a specific phone charger of some sort. I don't remember what it was. That was like when I first, like very early on, I was here, and then like, I don't know, a year or two ago, fuck, it's been a while. It was over a year ago. He had come in and, he saw that I had no furniture downstairs, and he's like, how long have you lived here? And at the time it was like 2 years, and I was like, yeah, 2 years. yeah. But and then I was just like, yeah, awkward. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm fucking weird. But hey, I didn't, you know, I was really biting more off than I could chew buying this place. And I didn't have much cash. And, you know, I'm slowly putting stuff in there. It's starting to get furnished. I'm starting to put shit on the walls. I got pucks on the walls. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it being a little bit more homey. Although it seems like I got less space now. I imagine when I put that table in there, then it's going to really seem like, oh, man, I got, like, no space in here. This place is going to seem, like, so much smaller. I don't know why that would, like, that just weirds me out. Like, I shouldn't have a problem with that. Like, why would I want a bunch of open, empty space? I think that, you know, it also helps with the, like, electricity bill. Like, it's easier to heat things up when there's more shit in there. Like, if there's just a bunch of empty space. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Also, shit, we've had ice. And I did not go to work on Monday. Didn't go to work on Monday. They actually closed the plant, which, like, doesn't happen. Because there was ice and then like a foot of snow on top of the ice. And oh man, cleaning up the driveway. I didn't have any salt. I don't particularly like using salt. Which I should probably at least hold on to some just in the event that, you know, that amount of ice happens again. I just hate using salt because it gets everywhere. And it's, you know, you gotta, it just fucking gets all over everything. So, you know, I generally just like to clear up whatever snow or ice is going on. But it was difficult to do this time. It took a lot of shoveling, and I couldn't get all the ice up with the shovel, so I was taking a crowbar, getting wax at it with the crowbar, trying to bust it up. And it was a long process, and I had to shovel a good chunk of the street to be able to, like, go to work Tuesday morning, because when they plowed, when the ice first came, they plowed only once, didn't put any salt down, and they did it, like, just at, like, before it really even started, like, snowing. Like, it, I guess, just started snowing from what I understand. And then they didn't plow it again. They didn't hit it again to get no salt. So the road was not clear. So Monday night, or well, Monday afternoon, really, about 3 o'clock. I was waiting to see. I was like, they're going to plow. I would imagine they're going to plow that. And I figured I'd wait to shovel until they plowed. Because I figured it would just knock shit all over the stuff that I'd shoveled out. So when it became obvious that they weren't going to plow it, that I was like, oh, fuck, I guess I got to go out here and hurry up and shovel this shit. And I shoveled quite a bit of the street there. I was just hoping. And I wasn't going to go, there's quite a bit of space. I wasn't going to go all the way up and down my street. That's a lot to do for one person with a shovel. But I shoveled in front of my driveway, a little bit further down. I just wanted just enough space to, you know, to back out on. And because I live on a hill. And I shoveled in front of, like, the neighbor's driveway, too, and give a nice just, I want, you know, you need that little area to be able to get pick up some speed. And then before you hit the ice again and the snow, I think I had that momentum. But I ended up doing enough because when I went to go drive to work Tuesday morning, man, I was able to get there without any problems. It worked out quite fine. The brand new tires on my car. My throat's making it really hard for me to like enunciate like certain letters and shit, I think. It's sore. It's sore, man. Don't choke on meat sticks, I think is the moral of this story. Don't choke on meat sticks, kids. Don't insert it all the way down to where you're choking. Wait till you're an adult to attempt that. And even at that rate. Anywho. Yeah. But, yeah, it was... I fucking hate winter, though. I fucking hate it. I hate ice. Hate snow. Loved it when I was a kid. As an adult, I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. You can go fuck yourself, winter. Not a fan. Winter is coming. Winter's fucking here. God damn it. You fucking Jon Snow. Anyway, yeah. Fun times we're living in, though, eh? You know? As I say, I'm getting more, got to get more and more used to it if we do end up connecting up with Canada there, which I would imagine have to result in some kind of war, which would probably not go well, I would venture to guess, because they are a NATO country, as we are. But you would think if, you know, NATO does what it's supposed to do, that it would... help its allies, since we would be the aggressors in this situation, if, you know, Trump being the aggressor, and we attack Canada, then, which, I mean, he's saying, hey, Canada, just become a 51st state. You'll just do that. As, I'm pretty sure that Canadians overwhelmingly would not want to do that. I could be wrong. I've only known a few Canadians personally. I mean, I've had many pleasant trips abroad where I've met Canadians. It seems, man, Canadian women and I seem to hit it off. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just they're just that nice. That they just, it's not just me. It's just, anyway, I feel like... If we go to war to Canada, they won't like me so much anymore. That'll suck. I mean, war will be terrible in itself. On the plus side, I could move to Canada without needing to get any kind of visa or anything. I mean, there would be that. It would suck for, I think, all of Canadians being is that... I'm certain that they wouldn't have their free healthcare system anymore. That would mean that they, too, would have to pay for all of their fucking healthcare, which, of course, they could get insurance that might pay for some of it. Of course, you'll have to pay an insanely high deductible. And after that, you know, they'll still fight claims on whether or not they'll pay it or not, whether it's life-saving or what have you. Doesn't matter. So, I mean, I'm going to venture to guess that 90 percentile range of Canadians wouldn't want that. I'd venture to guess. Something tells me that they're not going to want that, at least that part of America. Which, hey, technically they are Americans anyway. I mean, they're North Americans, as well as, you know, Mexico is North American. Something tells me he's not going to offer them to be the 52nd state. I believe he's still talking about dropping bombs in Mexico anyway to go after the cartels, to attacking Mexico. So, I mean, either way, whether or not they become, we'll be at war with, I guess, all of North America at this rate. Do I think we'll really go to war? I mean, I don't think so, but I mean, Trump is a real fucking wild card. I mean, he just says outlandish shit. I had a theory. This is just a theory. Maybe it's because I just watched. I couldn't watch the whole thing. I couldn't do it. Maybe I'll eventually finish it. But I think it's just called Capone, the Tom Hardy movie where. Where Capone, it's the last year of Al Capone's life. Tom Hardy's playing Al Capone. He's fucking seeing shit. The syphilis has fucking rotted his brain. I had a theory that perhaps that's what's happened to Trump here. He's fucked a lot of people, physically and mentally. I mean, he's been found liable civilly for sexual assault, and well, not for the assault so much for defaming a woman for claiming that he didn't do it, which she again claims that he outright raped her. Which thankfully I'm not on YouTube right now, so I'd have to say like essay. Can't say. And fun fact. Oh, I got my second ban already on Call of Duty. I got a 14-day ban this time. I immediately came back on and said, start talking about fucking corpses. I was saying that Activision, over at Activision, they're a bunch of corpse raping, cum guzzling fucktards or something. I got banned like immediately. Anyway, I had a theory that perhaps Trump has syphilis, you know? As that dick has seen a lot of shit. I imagine he's probably stuck in it in all kinds of holes. Whether it was consensual or not. I mean, there's been more than one woman that has claimed that he has raped them. So, and it would, you know, rumor has it that he was fucking Laura Loomer recently because she was traveling with him during the campaign. And she just seems like a disgusting person. I feel like maybe, you know, I'd be more worried about Trump's dick, what that was carrying, than Laura Loomer. Just because I feel like less people are going to want to have sex with Laura Loomer. Or less people have. I mean, I don't even think she's 30 yet. Or maybe she's like right at 30. Although, I don't know. Maybe she's gotten with a lot of fellas. I mean, I was talking though that, you know, maybe, she was blowing them and then maybe putting some dental dam in, maybe with like some presidential dental dam, like some, got the presidential seal and shit on it as, I don't know. I guess that would protect you from syphilis. Just like, Oh, as I'm looking at images for dental dam, which is, you know, essentially what they use for, I haven't had them use it on me, whenever, doing dental work anymore, but they, you know, essentially do that for dental work is, the dental dam, but you know, you can use that for blowing somebody. That would be, that has got to be really awkward to actually, do people really use that? You're like, I really want to blow you, but I don't want whatever the fuck it is you got on your dick. That would be fucking hilarious, though, if Loomer did, like, blow Trump and put, like, dental dam in. With the 45 and 47 on it and the presidential logo. I'm gonna just jump the gun here and guess, though, if Trump is, like, having women blow him like that, like, on the campaign trail or in the Oval Office, is that he's probably, you know, like, no, you can't use dental dam. But it would be funny if they had, like, if he had, like, dental dam ready to roll, because, like, most women would be like, I'm not fucking sucking that unless there's something between me and it. And then it would just have, like, the presidential seal on it. That would be truly funny. It could be left over from the Clinton administration, too, you know. I'm going to guess that wasn't used for Monica Lewinsky because she did get it all over her dress. As I would guess that the dental dam would help, you know, hold it in or whatever. But anyway. So we've got so much fun to look forward to in, I guess, 9 days. 9 days. As the moment I'm recording this, 8 days after I post this, only 9 more days from this recording before he takes office. And I guess we'll get to see if we take the Panama Canal and Greenland and again, another, you know, Greenland, another NATO ally. That we do actually, one of the excuses for buying or / taking Greenland is that we need it for military purposes, yet we already have, because we are an ally of them, we are a part of NATO, and as they are, we do have a large military presence there. We have military bases. So taking it for military purposes seems absurd unless you're just already saying, which he is talked about going out of NATO, which I guess would make it to where we wouldn't have bases there anymore. But I guess if you're going to fight NATO, you're going to want to take that. I don't know. Again, this could be syphilis brain. He could be just that syphilis brain, or it could be we're going to somehow tag team up with Vladimir Putin, which I think is a mistake. I mean, he's one of the worst. I mean, there's been a lot of bad dictators and leaders in my lifetime, but I would venture to say that Putin now, because of the war, full-on war in Ukraine, has got to be the worst of my lifetime. I mean, there's been some really horrendous dictators that have done horrible shit, you know, to their own people. But the amount of deaths that are on Putin's hand, I mean, he had a lot before going into the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. I mean, he did shit to Georgia, the Chechen wars and whatnot. It's a bad shit, you know, continuing to go on in Ukraine. I feel, though, that, again, feel pretty confident. Vladimir Putin did make it to the end of the year. I think I may have suggested at one point he had another year, but I don't think it was a full year ago I suggested that. I feel like I'm going to live longer than Vladimir Putin, which seems like a safe bet. I mean, I'm in my 40s, early 40s, mid-40s, I guess you'd say now, as I'm about to turn 44. So I guess you'd officially say mid-40s, whereas he's 70. 70 or going to 71, whatever the fuck it is. He's up there. And just on that alone, I'm going to venture to guess, I would hope I would outlive him. Apparently, he's had some health issues. And also, there's a lot of Russians that want him dead. And then you factor in all the people outside of Russia that want him dead. And, I mean, Ukraine's done some pretty big assassinations inside Russia, which I'm sure has made his butthole pucker up quite tightly. But I would say even if my theory, which I am no fucking expert at this, you know, I watched some fucking YouTube videos where people talking about it and whatnot. So, yeah, take my advice with a grain of salt. But I would venture to guess that his days are very numbered at this point. Vladimir Putin's, that is. I mean, he's making it very hard for the, you know, the oligarchs that run Russia outside of Putin that, he could kill them at any point in time, which has been pretty much the story of his entire, tenure as leader of Russia. But I mean, they're not making the money that they once did. They can't travel freely like they once did and just live just insane, you know, lifestyles outside of anywhere besides Russia, really. Or maybe Iran. And, you know, they're constantly looking over their shoulders these days. But there's... Putin's made a lot of enemies. A lot of enemies. And the war's not... Russia, from what I understand, still is gaining ground, but not really. I mean, it's not like they're not going to take over the whole country. At least anytime soon. And if the Ukrainians did give into any kind of peace deal and just gave up their land of what Russia has already taken. I mean, Putin's not going to just stop. I mean, he will stop for a little while. He'll postpone it. He'll regroup. He'll rearm and get some more troops in. And then once he feels that they've rearmed enough or what have you, and then they'll just go back in and just go back to like taking more land. Which, you know, the Ukrainians seem to be fully aware of that. And so, you know, I don't, you know, they're not on board and just like giving up all their land, doing any kind of peace treaty that just completely gives everything to Russia. So I don't think Ukraine's willing to budge. And if the United States, if Trump does just cut all aid to Ukraine, which, I mean, it's very possible he could do that, then I think that Europe's just going to fund more. Like, they'll step up. Maybe they won't be able to put in quite as much as the U.S. has. But you'll see more of Europe adding to the cause because they're under threat from Russia. Because if Putin's allowed to just do whatever in Ukraine, then it's on to Moldova, which he might take like Moldova anyway because there is the Transnistria region, I guess it's called, there, that's like owned by Russia. They've already tried to like, I think, fuck with elections and shit there and try to get like full control of Moldova. But, you know, they're a little preoccupied with Ukraine, like sending like troops there. Moldova's not a very large country. But you got Moldova, and then, I mean, Poland, they could easily just start going on, you know, into NATO countries and whatnot. If, I mean, the U.S. like backs out of NATO, I mean, it's potentially. It would make it very much, much harder to really put rein in Putin. But I don't see him just steamrolling over Ukraine, though. My guess is that, I mean, they might be able to gain more ground in Ukraine, but I don't see Ukraine giving in anytime soon. I would imagine if Putin lives, it's really, a lot of it is dependent on how long he stays in power. Then again, I mean, whoever comes in power next could end up still not wanting to give up the war in Ukraine. But I feel like Putin, I mean, he has said it even before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. He wants to make the USSR again. He wants all those countries that left the USSR. He wants all that back. And so, I mean, you got a lot of countries that have not been a part of the USSR, you know, 30 plus years, whenever that shit dissolved. And you've got people that don't know what it was like to live under communist rule from Russia. That, you know, you got 30-something-year-olds. Have no idea. Got to be a little bit older to remember those days. I would imagine they, you know, a lot of them have prospered quite a bit. They don't want to go all of a sudden just under the rule of Vladimir Putin. And I just don't see it in the cards. Even like America would have to do, like Trump would have to, I gotta say Trump, because I would say most Americans, even if they are hardcore MAGA, wouldn't want to attack NATO countries and whatnot. But it would take, I mean, we would have to aid Russia directly and to really turn the tides of things, which, is, I mean, it's possible Trump could share a lot of national security information about, you know, troop deployments, do, you know, all their intel, because we know where all the Ukrainian stuff is. I mean, he could do that, and that could be a huge blow to the Ukrainians. Would it end the war? I don't think so. I would venture to guess that the Ukrainians are already trying to distance themselves from the American military and what kind of information they share with them. But again, also, I mean, fuck, they run off Starlink. That's their internet through there, which is ran by Elon Musk, who has already fucked them in battles by cutting off their internet, which aided in Russia winning certain battles. It's a hard thing to predict what's going to happen. I'm not, again, not an expert at this shit, but dictatorships don't end well. So, as it does look like, you know, we are pretty much in one now, here in a few days, really, we're going to be in a full-on dictatorship here in the States. But hopefully it doesn't last real long. I mean, Trump's going to be, in 4 years, he'll be 82. And it does seem like he's got syphilis brain. His brain's got more holes in it than fucking Swiss cheese. You know, at least with Joe Biden, I mean, he was clear that he looked like a corpse that they were doing a Weekend at Bernie's. You felt like, well, at least maybe there's somebody competent behind the scenes, like running the show. With Trump, it's just like there's all kinds of holes in his brain, and it's just like bad shit. It's just, it leads to the most worst impulses. Because he's an impulsive guy. I mean, he doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself, and he's going to run. If he just decides one day, you know, we are going to invade Greenland, he'll make the call and we'll fucking invade Greenland. I mean, he did try before. He tried to talk to his people before, be like, hey, why don't we nuke a hurricane? And they had to tell him that it was a bad idea. And apparently, you know, during the first Trump administration, he called for attacks in, like, was it Venezuela? He called for stuff, and then apparently the people, the generals and stuff he talked to, just learned to just, like, ignore him, basically, and not do it, and that he'll just get distracted and fucking come up with some other idea. But I'm thinking this time around, he's just going with all yes people. And because of that, I think, you know, I mean, some bad shit's going to happen. Some bad shit's going to happen. I mean, it's just going to get way worse in Israel with the Gaza situation. It's going to get way worse because we're going to, I mean, America's got a lot of blood on its hands via that anyway. But, I mean, it's going to be amped up to another. It's Spinal Tap. They're turning it to 11. It is going to be, it was already genocide there, but it's going to be just amped up to such a more and more fucked up level. As I thought it was, you know, just kind of funny to talk about Greenland and stuff, because, you know, it seems like he's just distracting. He does like to just create like news headlines. Trump is good at distracting people from the real important issues. So he'll do a bunch of crazy shit. I mean, he did threaten nuclear war with North Korea, and then he turned around and decided he loved Kim Jong-un. They wrote love letters to each other. He would talk about all the time his love letters to Kim Jong-un. And he got this lovely letter from Kim Jong-un, and that he's so touched. A guy that, you know, brutally murdered his uncle. Loves that guy. Love that guy. We didn't, on the plus side, that we didn't go to war with North Korea. But it seems that we've turned on all of Europe, we're turning on all of Europe, and, I don't think he loves people that aren't, like, brutal dictators. So I'm thinking, you know, these threats against Denmark, but again, maybe they'll capitulate to Trump and just say how wonderful he is, send him a love letter, and things will be all groovy. But I'm thinking... You know, I'm not optimistic about this, the future at the moment. Hopefully it's not as bad as it could be. I don't think it's going to be good. I guess I should have went to Greenland already and visited. Cause I feel like, that's not going to be a thing anymore. And currently I'm planning to go to Germany next September. I don't know if that's going to be possible. I mean, a lot of shit could happen by September. A lot of shit could happen. We may not have good terms with Germany, although, I mean, Elon Musk is partnering up with the AFD, the neo-Nazi party, which, I mean, they're not officially on record as the neo-Nazi party in Germany. But from what I understand, a good solid portion of them are neo-Nazis. They're just maybe not... They try to kind of skirt that a little bit. But be like, oh, what? We're not Nazis. We just believe in the killing of all Jews. It's not a nice... that's something also I'm not that educated on, the AFD. Alternative for Deutschland, I guess is what that stands for. Which, man, it did freak me out a little bit when I was in Germany the first time I went there. And of course I was in Munich of all places, which is the birthplace of the Nazi party. That is where Hitler had his beer hall putsch. And they'd had like all the early like Nazi meetings and shit. While I was there in the Marienplatz, the big shopping area, the AfD put on some big event there. Well, it wasn't a big event, but they had some speakers, they had microphones, and they were... I couldn't make out everything that they were saying. I'm not that fluent in German. But it had a very angry tone to it. You know, it... Though, you know, I guess when, you know, a lot of what I'm used to as far as German speaking is just hearing Hitler speeches. It sounded like that because there was anger to their voice and it was in German. So maybe that's just what, maybe they were talking about, let's give peace a chance, but I'm pretty sure they weren't. I could pick up a word or two. But the tone was very angry, and like I could see the reactions to the people around were not real excited about what these people were saying. And I did have kind of a feeling, well, I guess this must have been somewhat what it must have felt like when the Nazi party first started coming up in Munich the first time. And I would imagine there was a lot of people just, you know, with fear and just disgust when these people were out shouting in the streets. But hey, you know, usually the parties and rulers that grow in hate go, you know, Nazi, I mean, they did eventually disappear. You know, this is hopefully, I mean, if this is just the way the world's going at the moment, then, you know, hopefully it spins back around the other direction again. Just hopefully it doesn't have to go as dark as it did during the days of World War II for people to go realize, you know what, maybe this was a bad idea. Hopefully not. Hopefully we don't have to go fully down that road before people wake up again and be like, oh yeah, yeah, maybe this isn't the way we should treat each other and whatnot. At the but hey, at least I still have my VR porn. That is until like Project 2025, I guess, goes in, if they get what they want and like get rid of porn. But they'll have to pry my fucking hard drive out of my computer, out of my cold dead hands. It'll be completely covering that fucking hard drive and be like, you fucker, you're not taking my VR porn. I might have to take this computer offline if it comes to that. Just to keep it with the VR porn, just in case they, you know, try to go after me through the internet, you know, and attack my computer and erase any VR porn I have. There's a lot of VR porn. Because I stocked up. I was like, I got to get ready for Trump 2.0. As again, I mean, they have some pretty extreme things that they want to do. Whether or not they'll be able to do it is, I mean, I hope they won't be able to do all of it. I hope they won't be, shit, I don't want to really do any of it, but like, we shall see. We shall see. But hey, Andor season 2 comes out this year. We got that in April, I think. That's something to look forward to. And, you know, the Blues, the St. Louis Blues just might make the playoffs. They're only a couple of points out of a playoff spot. If I had to guess, last I looked, it was 2 points. It might be more than that. I mean, they did win their last game. But as of right now, of this recording, which, again, by the time I put this out, they'll have played another game. They're still just 2 points back from the Canucks, which are currently sitting at that last wild card spot in the Western wild card race. Flames are like 1 point ahead of them. So, I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance. They're slightly over hockey 500, that is. So, I mean, there's a chance. We'll see, though. We'll see. Hopefully there's some positive things to come from the future. As I've tried to like end on a positive note, but then I keep going back and going dark. But my throat is really hurting, again, from choking on that meat stick yesterday. And, again, don't choke on meat sticks, you know? You don't have to do it until your throat hurts. Just back off a little bit. Just back off a little bit. And as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.